making a living.
很不容易笑得出来。
And as a result of all of this, it is hard for them to smile.
我们的肉体啊，我们的身体也需要食物，需要金钱。
It is true that our fleshly bodies require food, and as a result, we need to have money.
只要你有钱的话，基本上你身体所需要的，什么东西你都买得到。
If you have money, essentially anything that your body desires, you can purchase.
从头顶到脚底的服务都有。
You can buy anything that you need from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet.
有人帮你剪头发。
Someone will cut your hair for you.
有钱的话，有人帮你按摩脚底。
And if you have a lot of money, you can hire someone to massage your feet.
我们问一个问题。
However, there is one question to consider.
是不是有了物质，有了金钱，就等于有了人生需要的全部呢？
If you have all of these material possessions and you have all this wealth, does this mean that you have everything you need in your life?
如果是,
if this is true,
应该有钱的人会很开心。
Then the richest people should be the happiest people.
如果是,
if this is true,
如果你不缺钱的话, 你应该很满足。
If it is true, if this is true, then if you do not lack money, then you should be very satisfied.
事实上却不是这样。
But in reality, this is not what we see.
光说我们加拿大就好了。
If you look at Canada as an example,
加拿大是属于发达国家。
Canada is considered a developed country.
政府有很多福利。
And the government provides many programs.
基本上在加拿大，没有人是没有食物，没有人是没有什么地方住的。
In principle, in Canada, everyone has food and everyone has a place to live.
甚至我们的物质水准很高。
You can even say that the quality of our material life is quite high.
很多人却很不开心。
Yet there are many people who are unhappy.
很多人心里很虚空。
Many people feel empty inside.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为人生还缺了一个部分。
It is because they still lack one aspect to their lives.
人的心灵的部分。
That is the aspect relating to their heart.
肉体是要被照顾。
Indeed, physically, we all have to be taken care of.
里面那个心灵啊, 更是需要被照顾。
But our heart and our mind requires even more care.
心灵需要什么呢?
What do our heart and mind require?
人生是心灵啊, 是需要一个信仰的。
Our hearts and mind require faith.
如果没有信仰,
if we do not have faith,
那我们人活着就不只是为了什么。
Then there is not a purpose to our life.
动物是没有什么信仰的。
Animals do not have faith.
你家里养一条狗, 你没有问他说要不要信什么, 宗教啊?
If you have a pet dog at home, you will not question the dog to see whether he believes in some kind of faith.
不用跟你那只猫说要不要带你去教会, 还是你喜欢去庙啊?
You will also not ask the cat if the cat wants to come with you to the church or the temple.
动物不需要信仰。
Because animals do not need faith.
动物有东西吃, 有地方睡, 他就很快乐的。
For animals, if they have food to eat and they have a place to sleep, then they're happy.
因为他没有灵魂。
Because they do not have souls.
他不需要信仰。
They do not need faith.
但是人的不一样。
But human beings are different.
人什么都有。
Human beings have everything.
如果心灵没有得到满足。
But if a person is not satisfied in his spirit,
他会觉得很空虚的。
Then he will be feel very empty.
会有忧郁症的。
He will have depression.
甚至有人会自杀的。
And some may even commit suicide.
自杀的人通常都是什么都有的人。
And if you look at the people who commit suicide, most of them are people who possess everything.
为什么?
But why do they still do it?
人有一切的东西, 但是没有信仰。
Why is it that even though they have everything, they do not have happiness?
就等于一台车, 一直在往前开, 但是没有方向。
Because it is like a car that drives continually forward, but it does not know its direction.
一直耗尽你车里的汽油, 一直往前冲。
The car continues to use gas. It continues to move fast.
但是停下来问你到底要去哪里?
But when it stops and you ask the people inside where they're going,
所以信仰很重要。
They don't know.
信仰,
so faith is very important.
信仰给你力量,
faith gives you strength.
给你价值观,
it gives you a value system.
有一个好的, 正确的信仰,
if you have the correct and good faith,
你会知道你从哪里来,
then you will know where you're coming from.
你会知道你现在该做什么,
you will know what you must do now.
更重要的, 你会知道人生结束之后要去哪里,
but more importantly, you will know where you will go after the end of life.
那你说信仰的话, 很多人现在社会上很多宗教的团体，不同的宗教也很多。
So since we're talking about faith, you also know that in this world, in the society today, there are many different faiths.
如果有人说我要去寻找一个信仰,
if a person says, I am going to search for faith,
我要照顾我的灵魂,
because I want to take care of my soul,
但是有那么多的选择,
but this person would have so many choices.
那怎么办呢?
So what should he do?
有时候不同的宗教或者教堂比什么店铺都多。
Sometimes it seems like there are more religions than there are different kinds of stores.
Sometimes
when I read the Chinese newspaper, I see that advertisements for churches can go up to an entire page. So let us refer to a passage in
the Bible.
Let us turn to John chapter 6.
67节,
verse 67.
约翰福音的第六章67节,
John chapter 6, verse 67.
耶稣就对那十二个门徒说,你们也要去吗? 68节,
68.
西门彼得回答说,主啊, 你有永生之道,
Verses 67 and 68. Then Jesus said to the 12, Do you also want to go away? But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
当时有很多人跟随耶稣。
In that time, there were many people who followed Jesus.
为什么他们跟随耶稣呢?
Why did they follow Jesus?
有两种原因。
There were two reasons.
第一种人跟随耶稣呢，是为了有的吃。
The first reason it is for those people who follow Jesus because there's food to eat.
主耶稣啊，很有爱心。
Because Jesus was filled with love.
看到那些人听道理，听完道理啊，很饿，没有东西吃，就变饼给他们吃。
When he saw that the people came to listen to his sermon, and after the sermon they didn't have any food to eat, so he performed a miracle so that they were all fed.
很多人看到，哇，听道理，有饼吃，不用煮饭，挺好的。
When these people realized that they can listen to the sermon and then not have to do any work or cook and have food to eat, they thought that was great. There are some parents who tell me that they really dislike cooking, but they still have to do it because it is a lot of work. So some people also felt that when they came to listen to the gospel, they had food to eat, so that was great. But later on in his work, Jesus stopped performing miracles to give them bread. And as a result, many people, because they saw that Jesus did not give them bread and his teachings were hard to understand, so they stopped following him. Similarly, there are many people who search for churches. Some people come to church because they want to make more friends. They come to church so that there's a place to go and on weekends. These are good reasons to come. But here the Lord Jesus asked his disciples. He asked a disciple named Peter. He said, Do you also want to go away? Normally, we do not ask people whether or not they're going away. Normally, we do not want people to go away.
但是主耶稣啊,不怕人家走。
But Jesus was not afraid of people going away from him.
那大家都走了,
Jesus said, Do you want to go away also?
彼得就回答了,
and Peter replied,
主啊,你有永生之道。
Peter said, Lord, you have the words of eternal life.
我还要跟从谁呢?
To whom shall we go?
彼得很了解他为什么要信仰。
Peter knew why he believed in the Lord. He knew that he needed to have faith because he needed eternal life.
人生很短啊,
Indeed, life is short.
你的生命不单只只有今生,
your life does not consist of your life today.
还有永生啊,
there is also eternal life.
一个月之前马航3700班机,
a month ago, there was this flight, Malaysian Airlines Flight 370.
失踪到现在,连渣,连一块碎片都找不到。
And it went missing, and until now, people still have been unable to find its debris.
里面的人很多做生意的,探亲的,去旅游的。
Among the passengers were business people, were families and tourists.
他们跟你跟我都一样。
They were just like you and I.
有家庭,有梦想。
They had families, they had dreams.
有计划。
They had plans.
但是他哪有想到,进去飞机那一刻,都是他生命的结束了。
But little did they realize that the moment they went into the airplane, that was the final moment of their lives.
所以无论我们的生命活多久,
so no matter how long you live,
有一天都会结束。
One day, all of us, all of our lives will end.
所以如果你是寻找信仰的话,
therefore, if you are seeking faith,
不是只是找一个心灵的寄托,
you cannot only seek a place where you can relax your soul.
也不只是认识一下朋友。
You cannot just find a place where you can meet some friends.
如果你要找一个真实的信仰,
if you want to find true faith,
你的目的,你的动力是我要得永生之道。
Your motivation must come from your come from wanting eternal life.
很多人看到基督徒，哇，他们面临人生生离死别，都很坦然。
Many people
看到基督徒啊，面对人生的很多困境，生离死别都很坦然。
Many people when they observe Christians, they find that Christians have peace whether in trials or in good times.
这种是别的地方找不到的。
This kind of peace is something that other places.You do not find in other places.
真实的信仰会带你进入永生。
So, true faith will bring you into eternal life.
那么什么才是真实的信仰呢？
But what is true faith?
我们来讲两点就好。
Let us just talk about two points.
第一点，
First,
真实的信仰要以真理为基础。
The true faith must be established on, established on the truth.
这个世界有很多道理。
In this world, there are many teachings.
每个人都可以有自己的想法。
Everyone can express his or her opinion.
不同的思想家可以把他的想法写下来。
And people from different schools of thought can write down their thoughts.
这是人的道理。
But those are the teachings of man.
但是什么叫真理？
But what is the truth?
真理不是从人间研究出来的。
The truth is not discovered through human research.
因为人是不完全的。
Because humans are incomplete.
因为所以每一个人发现的那些道理啊，经过时间，它会改变。
Well, this is the reason why the discoveries of man will evolve and change over time.
一百年前觉得对的道理，经过有时候一百年之后，那个人的学说就觉得不适用了，要淘汰了。
A teaching that was thought to be very useful 100 years ago may not be so useful today.
以前觉得对的事，现在觉得不对了。
The things that we thought were right in the past now could be wrong.
这个是人的道理。
This is what happens to the teachings of man.
人的道理不是真理。
Because the teachings of man is not truth.
因为人的思想一直在改变。
Because human thought continues to evolve.
一个道理出来又被另外一个新的道理否定了或者取代了。
A teaching that comes out can be replaced in the future.
真正的真理啊，是从神启示来的。
But the real truth comes from God.
经得起考验。
And it can endure tests.
不会被时间来冲洗掉。
It will not become obsolete because of time.
反而时间越久越证明。
Rather, the more that we see it, the more time testifies of its truth.
我们看约翰福音的第五章。
Let us turn to John chapter 5.
39节。
Verse 39.
约翰福音五章三十九节。
John chapter 5, verse 39.
约翰福音五章三十九节。
John 5:39.
你们查考圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
Verse 39, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me.
真正的信仰要以真理为基础。
The true faith must be built upon the truth.
而真理就在圣经里面。
And the truth is in the Bible.
各位朋友们，你今天手上这本书，跟任何一本你在 chapter 或者在 library 买到的书不一样。
Friends and family,the book that you're holding today is different from any book that you find in chapters or in the library.
第一，圣经是自古到今最畅销的书，到现在还没有改变过。
First of all, the Bible is the best-selling book in the history of books.
每年所有圣经的版本，所有的印刷量是全世界最高的。
The total number of Bibles sold in all of its different versions and languages makes it the largest volume book in the world.
无论你是非洲的黑人土人。
Whether you're in Africa,
或是纽约的文明人，
or you're in New York,
都在读圣经。
Everyone reads the Bible.
还有这本圣经跟他写的时候已经经过了几千年。
The other point is that this Bible was written thousands of years ago.
经过很多不同的时代。
And it has endured many generations.
甚至很多政权、很多文化想要打击圣经、消灭基督教。
There had even been manycultures and many traditions which try to persecute Christians and try to remove the teachings in the Bible.
很多地方尝试个少圣经、没收圣经。
There are many places which forbid the use of Bibles and even burn Bibles.
但是这却没有把圣经消灭掉。
But even with through all of that, the Bible is still used today.
反而更多人去读。
And even more people use it today.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为主耶稣这里讲得很清楚。
As Jesus says very clearly here,
你们查考圣经啊。
You search the scriptures.
因为知道里面有永生啊。
For in them you think you have eternal life.
别的书可以教你怎么赚钱、投资。
There are other books out there that teach you how to invest and how to make money.
主患 gardening 或者是修车都有。
They can teach you how to cook, how to take care of a garden or fix a car.
如果你对灵魂，你的灵魂关心的话。
But if you care about your own soul,
你的永生关心的话,
if you care about your own eternal life,
你就要看圣经,
then you need to read this book.
因为这本书里面有永生,
because in this book contains eternal life.
所以我们要查考, 你对信仰, 你要了解, 你要花时间查考。
Therefore, you need to search the scriptures. You need to spend time to search the scriptures.
今天只是一个入门。
Today is just an introduction.
如果你听着这个音乐觉得很不错。
If you enjoy the music today,
或是你虽然听不是很懂，但是你来教会觉得有一种平安。
Or even you may not understand the music very much, but if you feel peace when you come to this place,
我建议你要进一步的查考。
Then my recommendation for you is to take the next step and study the scriptures.
这样你就可以慢慢知道永生之道。
And then slowly you will understand the truth about eternal life.
别人讲什么，你不是完全听。
When other people speak, you may not completely understand or hear.
这个人讲的跟圣经的道理有没有合符?
You may not completely accept, but you have to study the scriptures to see whether what that person says is true.
这个就是查考真理的态度。
And this is the spirit of studying the scriptures.
所以真实的信仰要以真理为基础。
So the true faith must be built upon the truth in the Bible.
再来，真实的信仰要可以给你有体验的。
Next, the true faith must also bring you experiences.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
六十三节。
Verse 63.
约翰福音的第六章六十三节。
John chapter 6, verse 63.
六章的六十三节。
John 6, 63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话是灵，是生命。
Verse 63, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
这里说叫人活着的乃是灵。
Here it tells us that it is the Spirit who gives life.
你为什么现在还活着呢?
Why are you living today?
可能你说我当然活着啊。
You may think that this is a very obvious question.
我有喝水啊。
It is because you eat and you drink.
我有呼吸空气。
And you breathe fresh air.
没有错。
Indeed,
水、食物、空气让你活着。
Indeed, food, drink, and air allow you to live.
但是从另外一个层面来讲
，But from a different perspective,
真正叫一个人活着的不是只有食物。
What causes a person to live is not only food.
是你的灵魂在里面。
Rather, it is also the spirit that is within the person.
你的灵呢需要一种灵的食物。
And the spirit requires spiritual food.
肉体需要维他命，需要食物。
In the way that the flesh needs physical food.
你的灵魂要活着，要快乐，要平安，要有永生，你需要神的灵。
For your spirit to live and to be happy and have eternal life, your spirit also needs the truth from God.
所以主耶稣说，我对你的话就是灵。
Therefore, Jesus says that the words that I speak to you are spirit.
就是生命。
And they are life.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
一般的道理，一般的理论，听了看了，对你不会有很大的影响。
When you read or you hear of ordinary theories and philosophies, they do not affect you very much personally.
但是如果这个道理是真理,
but if this teaching is the truth,
你去了解它,
and you understand the truth,
你去相信它,
you believe in the truth,
你去实行它,
and you practice the truth,
你的生命会有一种改变,
then your life will transform.
你自己的内心有改变,
your own heart will transform.
你跟你身边人的关系会改变,
the relationship between you and the people around you will also transform.
生命的力量是很大的。
And then the strength of your life will be very great.
像春天来了。
Just like how now it is spring.
虽然那个草地现在还是黄的。
Even though the grass is still yellow.
是因为它有生命。
But because it has life.
所以新的草很快就会破土而出。
So new grass will grow.
再过一个月两个月我们看到的景观就不一样你的后花园就不一样了。
And then in a month or two, you will see that the grass will become different.
同样的神的话这个真理真实的信仰是有生命的。
Similarly, the words of God has life.
如果你继续来到神的面前
if you continue to God, come before God,
你愿意被这个真理改变
if you're willing to be changed by the truth,
你的人生会不一样
then your life will be different.
因为我们身边当中太多见证
and there are many testimonies surrounding you.
我们想啊这个世界里面呢有谁会做没有意义的事
If you think about this, in this world, who is willing to do something that is useless?
大的时间那么宝贵，对不对？
We know that everyone's time is very precious.
除非你给人家钱，不然大家不会花时间的。
Unless someone gains money from doing something, he or she will not spend time doing it.
那你可能会觉得说，为什么
So you might wonder why all of these people around you come to church every week. The church does not provide them money. So why is it that all of these people around you are willing to be here? They even volunteer to do work for the church. What is their motivation? If they do not have any gain any benefits from coming here, then there must be another power that's bring them here. And that strength, that power is the change of life. So true faith is something that you can experience. Perhaps you haven't experienced it yet. But if you're willing to open your heart, if you're willing to spend some time, if you're willing to come before God with a humble heart, then God will indeed allow you to experience Him. Originally, Peter did not know the Lord. But slowly, later on, he studied and he understood. Even though other people left the Lord. And Jesus asked him if he was also going to leave. Jesus did not force him to stay. But after contemplating, and after observations, after many thoughts, Peter replied, "You have the words of eternal life. So to whom shall I go?" May God guide all of you so that you can find your true faith.